This is Average Joe Finances Podcast, Episode 7. We eventually found our first multifamily property. It was listed at $160,000, and it already had two tenants in it, bringing in $2,100 a month. So after some negotiations with the current owner, we settled on $149,000, and they paid most of the closing costs. So now we close on this property. The mortgage with the insurance and taxes is $868 a month. The property was bringing in $2,100 a month. We were pretty happy with the final outcome.
Welcome to the Average Joe Finances Podcast. Are you trying to get out of debt, invest, or just not sure where to start? Then this is the place for you. We discuss different ways to get out of the rat race and build your wealth. Join us on this wild ride to financial freedom.
The Average Joe Finances Podcast is for informational and entertainment purposes only. Do not use this for any real estate or investment making decisions. All views by myself or our guests are solely our own and do not reflect the opinion of our employers. Hey, what's going on, everybody? This is Mike Cav with Average Joe Finances Podcast. And today I want to talk to you about something that had come up when I was working with one of my clients on their budgeting consultation. They had asked me how I got started and what made me want to invest in real estate. I wrote a post on this a while back on the blog, and I think sharing this on the podcast would also make sense and maybe help some people. I've wanted to personally invest in real estate for a very, very long time. It started out when my uncle, who lives in upstate New York, would tell me about what he was investing in and how he did it. So he worked for the state for a long time. He's retired from the state now. But during that time frame, he would buy apartments, he would buy multifamily homes, and just invest. And he would collect rent, pay them down and pay them down, and he would pay them off one by one by one, just building up his equity and his assets. Now, many people do it differently. They don't pay these properties off right away, but that's just the way he wanted to do it. And it worked for him. There is no one surefire way to do this. However, many different people have different methods that work for them. So anyway, this kind of was like the little spark that ignited in me that made me want to do this myself. So fast forward many, many years later, my wife and I, we spoke about investing in real estate over the years, but we never actually committed to trying this out. We had a bad taste in our mouth from when we rented our first home to some friends of ours. And this was during the housing crisis, right? We bought the house in 2007, literally like 2 months before the market started to crash. We weren't able to sell the home we had on the market for a very long time, and we wound up taking it off the market and renting it out. I was getting ready to deploy, and my wife was moving back to New York with her family while I was going to be deployed. So once our tenants moved out, we put the house back on the market. Again, couldn't get it sold. We wound up short selling the home and eating about $100,000 loss. It was pretty painful. The bank ate a lot of that cost, and our insurance covered most of it. We didn't have to pay too much of that back, but we did have to pay some. This also affected my VA home loan benefit. So if I didn't pay that back, I couldn't get my VA loan benefit back. Fast forward a few more years to 2018, when we moved out here to Hawaii. Prior to moving out here, we had committed about 2 years earlier to completely ridding ourselves of our consumer debt, which was about $27,000, mostly in credit card debt. So we eliminated that. We paid that off in a 2 year period. And we also saved up $40,000 to have for our home, wherever we were going to PCS to next, which was Hawaii, to have some money for the closing costs or down payment and renovations if needed. Now, trust me, $40,000 is not enough money for a down payment on a home in Hawaii. However, I did get my VA benefit back from making sure that that debt was paid off. And by doing that, I was able to, buy this home out here with no money down using my VA home loan benefit. That only applies for those of us that have served in the military and currently are on active duty. So if you're not and you're one of the listeners, this one won't work for you. However, if you are going to buy a property that you want to move into and live in, definitely check out the FHA loans that you only have to put 3.5% down on, as long as you're going to live in it at least 1 year. Okay. We moved out to Hawaii. We bought our home And we did some renovations, some stuff that we, you know, we gutted the kitchen, we gutted some one of the bathrooms downstairs and the upstairs bathroom, kind of, you know, tried to make it our own. While we were out here, we said, okay, hey, we bought our home that we're living in, and we've talked about investing in real estate for quite some time now. So we started researching again. We started digging in a little bit. When it comes to our rental property LLC that we opened up, I'm the CEO and my wife is the CFO because she's in charge of all the finances. And she's also the chief research officer, right? Because she's the one finding these deals. She does awesome with that. So she found a couple deals back in Virginia because we wanted to invest out of state because it is really expensive to kind of start out here in Hawaii. So we were investing back in Virginia. Now, mind you, I was stationed there for 15 years, so I really know the area well. As we're looking at these deals, we linked up with some very close friends of mine that I was stationed with previously that were also out here in Hawaii. They are avid real estate investors. And at the time, they already had 27 doors, 27 units that they were renting out. So I said, hey, can I pick your brain? Pretty please. And they said, of course. So my wife and I bought lunch. We went over their place and we all had lunch and had some discussion. We showed them the deals that we were looking at and kind of where our mindset was. And they basically told us, hey, you're going in the right direction. Like, this is the right way to do it. However, let's take a look at, you know, look at it from this option. So they taught us a lot. And I got to say, I really appreciate everything that they showed us. We were in a spot where we were ready to jump in and make the move, but we weren't fully educated on what to do next, right? So in one of my previous podcasts, when I was interviewing Tim Kelly, he discussed the importance of education and knowing what you're getting into before you just dive right in, right? It's important to get in when you can. However, it's also important to make sure you know what you're doing so you don't just blow a lot of money. Well, I'm going to talk to you a little bit about how I blew a lot of money on my first deal, but it still worked out because the numbers just worked, okay? Let's take a quick break from today's episode to hear from our show sponsors. Hey, what's going on, everybody? It's Mike Cav from Average Joe Finances. Just want to talk to you today about Prep Agent. If you're interested in learning how to become a real estate agent and being able to pass the test on your first try, check out Prep Agent at www.prepagent.com. Use code AVGJOE, that's Average Joe, AVGJOE, to get an additional 20% off.
You're listening to the Average Joe Finances Podcast. Whether it's single or multifamily real estate, the stock market, or side hustles, we discuss it all. Strap in and enjoy the ride.
Welcome back, everybody. Let's get back into it. So as we picked their brain and they taught us everything that they could, we eventually found our first multifamily property. It was listed at $160,000 and it already had two tenants in it, bringing in $2,100 a month. So after some negotiations with the current owner, we settled on $149,000 and they paid most of the closing costs. So now we close on this property. The mortgage with the insurance and taxes is $868 a month. The property was bringing in $2,100 a month. We were pretty happy with the final outcome. One of the things we did before that, before we closed on this deal, before we made this happen, is we had to build our team. I want to talk to you a little bit about that too. So we're going to rewind just a little bit because I kind of skipped past this, but this is important. One of the things that our friends told us to do is make sure that when you go into this, you have a good team and you're comfortable with them, right? So they recommended a couple people to us. We vetted them. We found the ones we liked. So we got an awesome realtor back in Virginia, and I will use her for every deal that we do in Virginia. She was amazing. She knows how to help an investor. There is a difference, right? Realtors that know how to work with investors are a very particular breed of realtors, right? We got the realtor, we got a property manager, and we got a general contractor. So this was kind of the key, I guess you can call it, triad of what we needed to have to feel comfortable buying a home 5,000 plus miles away from where we currently live. So we did it. We bought the home. I talked about how much the mortgage was, right? It was $868 a month, and we were bringing in $2,100 a month from the renters. Now, I'm paying the property manager $150 a month, and then also any type of maintenance and everything that was going on. We were still making out quite well with a profit, right? There's some other things that came up when we were closing on this deal. The fact that we were total newbies to this, I wasn't sure. You know, I was listening to what my lender said, and they told me, hey, you only have to put 15% down, blah, blah, blah. So, hey, I was good to go. I had the 15%. Let's go, right? Let's make this happen. Well, turns out if you're buying a multifamily property, aka a duplex, triplex, or quadplex, you need to put 25% down. The lender calls me. This was a couple days before closing. He says, "Hey, Mike, hey, I messed up, man. We actually need another 10%. You're supposed to put 25% down, and you know, we can't give you the funds until we get this extra 10%. You've got that, right?" And I was like, "Yeah, sure. I'll just pull it out of my back pocket, you know, when I budgeted everything to the T to what you told me I needed." So, went and took out a personal loan and also took out a $7,000 cash advance on my credit cards to make this happen. We were 100% committed to making this deal happen, so I said, "You know what? I'm all in. Let's keep going." So we did it, right? With the amount of profit that we were making, you know, the cash flow that we had on this property was enough to cover the loan and the cash advance. So I wasn't too upset about it. I paid off the cash advance very early, so I wasn't paying too much in interest on it. That worked out well for us, but I'm just trying to explain to you that it's not always as easy or simple as it seems when somebody tells you, "Oh, hey, I just closed on this deal." It is a tedious process and it can be painful at times, right? That's how we started our real estate journey. You know, we're now looking at doing a cash out refinance on this property because it can be appraised using the 1% rental rule as a multifamily duplex. Because it's bringing in $2,100 a month, if we do some minor repairs and just and get it nice and good looking, we can possibly get it appraised at about $210,000, which would give us about $100,000 in equity because I owe about $110,000 on the mortgage that we took out on it. That would give us around $60,000 to play with, right? Because you can only borrow up to 80%. And essentially, we'd be able to pay off the loan that we took out when we first bought the home and then still have enough to go buy another property. This would be enough to as another down payment. What I actually want to do and what my wife and I are exploring right now is taking that money and doing a BRRRR investment on a distressed property. BRRRR, it's a term that was coined by David Green from the Bigger Pockets podcast, and it stands for buy, rehab, rent, refinance, and repeat. So the idea would be to take that money, go find another multifamily unit in, you know, the Tidewater, Virginia area, but one that's much cheaper than the last one I bought, right? Because it's got issues and it's all banged up and needs some love. So maybe like, you know, an $80,000 to $100,000 property where I can put that 25% down. So just drop $25,000 on it. And then I have the rest of that money for renovations, right? What we plan to do is find a property that we believe after looking at different comps that the after repair value would make it worth our while. Because ideally, we'd want to cash out, refinance that property again a couple months later and repeat, right? Hence the BRRRR method, right? So we want to keep that going. Because ideally, what I'd like to do is over the next 3 years and 10 months that I have left in the Navy is buy as many properties as possible to increase that cash flow and that passive income to make up for what I lose when I retire from the Navy. Essentially, I'll get my retirement from the Navy plus the rental income, and that should be enough to sustain us to where we'd be financially free. And of course, you know, a lot of people are saying, "Well, you know, when do you know enough is enough and you've hit that magic number?" Well, for me, honestly, I can retire from the Navy and have just a couple properties and be okay. And that would be enough. However, I want to keep building and building and building and build this legacy for my family because that is very important to me. With this newfound passion that I've had, and it's not really newly found, I've been wanting to do real estate for a very long time. I wanted to get more involved. So I took a real estate license course, completed that. I just passed the tests and I'm waiting to get my license now. So I'm really excited that within the next couple of weeks, I'll be a licensed realtor. So this whole thing is moving very fast, but I'm really excited. I love it. I'm passionate about this and it's just been a great run. I really hope that this information here is useful to anyone who's trying to buy their first rental property. Remember, it's never as simple as it sounds. It can be very frustrating as the process goes on, and you can expect many roadblocks. However, if this is something you really want to pursue, you can and will find a way to make it happen. I really hope you enjoyed today's episode and you're fired up to either start or continue your own journey towards financial freedom. Hey, if you're watching this video on YouTube, be sure to smash that like button and click subscribe. Also, if you're listening to this as a podcast, be sure to subscribe so you don't miss out on our newest episodes. Be sure to check us out on all of our social media platforms, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, Pinterest, and LinkedIn. All the links are in the description below.
Thanks for listening to the Average Joe Finances Podcast, your source for beating debt, saving money, and investing. Learn more at averagejoefinances.com.